Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Halachas. The Rambam Sanhedrin Perikov Gim Halacha Tes says, any dying that's not done, the Rambam Slamit is going for the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. Any dying that takes from this guy and takes to this guy, Shleik, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects from him by killing him, and says, who covers Kvev Nefesh. And any dying that's passing the Rambam Slamit, even one time, is like he's Masak in the whole world. And it's going for the Shechina to rest in Klal Yisrael, it says, the Kimnitz with Askel. And if the dying will say, why do I need this whole trouble? It says, Imochem Dvar Mishpat. Ain't the dying and Amash and Avroyas, you do the best you can, and the Rabbi Mishlam will help you weiter. Shachnarach. Chayshe Mishpat Simon, Ches Siv Bey says that the honor to sit with fear and yira and covered head and covered rosh, and the honor we make rosh to sit and speak with Dvar Batal and Bezin. The dying should see as if there's a sword lying on his neck, like Gehenna is lying up open right behind underneath him. And he should know who he's done, in front of whom he's done, who is going to punish him if he goes away from the line of the din. And any dying that's not done, the nemesis is going for the Shechina to be installed from Kali. So any dying that takes money from this guy, takes from this guy, Shechina takes from this guy, his life. And any dying that's done, the nemesis will meet even one time, just like he's massacred the whole world, and it's going for the Shechina to rest in Kali. So and the dying will say, says the Ramah, what do I need this whole trouble? It says, V'mochim v'var ha-mishpat, ain't the dying ha-mashayin ha-vroyis. The Rambam Matnas Ani in Perikid Alach Aleph says, we're b'chuyiv to be nizra mitzvah tzedakah more than all other mitzvahs. Say, tzedakah is a simon for a tzaddik, Nazera of Avraham Avinu. It says Kidat Masha Tavis when asked Sadaka. And Kali Yisrael's chair doesn't get reaffirmed and the truth laws doesn't withstand only with Sadaka, it says Sadaka Tikanani. Kali Yisrael's not niggle only with Sadaka, it says Tzir Mishmet Tavadu Shabbat with Sadaka. Daf Kufla Matesam Beis, Yachs Yantav Perik Av Alach Chav Gimel says, how, if the Mace on the first day Yantav, the Goyim should do the Kavur, and the second day Yantav, the Jews should do it, and they do whatever the needs he has, making the bed and sewing the techichim and cutting the besam chal gates for the yontav shein agav meis is considered a weekday, even the 2 days of yontav Rosh Hashanah. Arachayim Simon Tav Kuf Chavav Sif Alav says a meis that's lying before him that he has to bear him if it's yontav. The first day yontav Jews should not do it even if he smells. If it's can't do it with goyim, but let the goyim do it, even if it's meis by the end. And if you could wait till the next day, shouldn't smell, and that's all by making a keva or a techichim, but to put him, dress him up, warm him water, and to be retirement, to take him out and put him in kever is mutar al Yisrael. The most is better to be retirement on dekash, on straw, or skin, or planks, not on linen, shouldn't come to the schita. The Rambam, Yom Tov Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Gimel says, how a mace beyond the vision, you ask the kura of the goyim. You have to shame, let the Jews do it. They do whatever needs he has, making the bed, sewing the techichim, cutting the besam chol ketz with it, because Yontav Sheni legav ames is like a weekday, even the 2 days of Yontav Rosh Hashanah. The Shachnach Rachaim Sim Tav Kuf Chavav Siv Dalet says Yontav Sheni, the Jew should do it even Yontav Sheni Rosh Hashanah, even if he didn't wait, even to cut a hadas from a chuber and to do tachrichim urn, to make a kever and to heat up water to make tahara, cut off his hair. If there isn't in that place a place kvaros Yisrael, you take him to another city that has a shmunz kvaros, even chutz tefchum, and you rent him a boat to take him from place to place. Yontav Sheni legav ames is like a chol. And even if it's shaykh by Amin Yisrael, the Rama says, Ashkenaz begins to say, they're not knowing. Whatever you can do by Goyim, you do the Kevin, the Orin, the Chich by Goyim, and the other things the Jews do just like on the Rishon. But if it's not shaykh by Amin, it's what to do everything I day saw. The Mechaber continues, except for a kippah, which is a dome they build on the Kevin, that you don't build it on Yantav. The Rama says, but you're allowed to cover with dirt like you do in the weekdays, not like the Machmiyam. When do we say this? When you want to bury him by day. But if they don't want to bury him by day, they don't make anything, any malacha, even by a Goy. But Tiltal is mutter. Then Krishna Tfilah, if there's a mace, Yantav, Rishon, Hasheni, you see earlier, Simon Ayin Aleph Siv Hei, the common Simon Tavkuf Memches Siv Hei. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Yutes Halacha Chaf, you let a rat of a towel that has in the lips a seam, even though there's not long strings, even though it's not no towels, because they're buckled to the towels. It's not makbar whether they had or they don't have. Therefore, someone goes over a towel that doesn't have tzitzis properly, it's chayv. Because these chutin aksid chashtim and the dietel until it finishes whatever is missing, and should make the tzitzis. Matas it's mitzuyitz kachasa, you're allowed to go out, bang beyond, bang with Lila, because the tzitzis is not considered, if it's not complete, it's a masoy. It's like noy habeget and tachsisa, just like the seam of chetzman. If these strings are tzitzis would be mitzuyitz kachasa, masa, would be chai, whoever goes out even on Shabbos, because there's no mitzuyitz, ember chorus, that's doy chashabbos. Arachayim submission al sif lamatesta, shachmer says a kila, which is a tent that has ritzuas that you stretch it with it. You're allowed to wrap yourself and go out and shisrab. And these ritzuas are not considered a masoi. They're bottled to the kila. Therefore, it's allowed to go out with the ritzuas that are hanging on the gartel, even though the shoes are not tied to it. It's not chashav and it's bottled like Gava Avnet. But if they're silk, they're chashav, they're not bottled, and they're also if they're in all, they're not chashav them. Wouldn't anything that's nifsik on a beged, and one side is mechuber, for instance, hooks, and it's not considered chashuv, you're allowed to go out with him. If it's chashuv, you're not allowed to go out with it. The Rambam Shabbos Perikei Tes Halacha Chav says, we already said this Rambam, so we'll skip it. Arachayim Simshon Aleph Sif Lamet Ches says, someone goes over Shabbos and Tazan doesn't have tzitzis properly, it's chayiv, because these chutim are considered chashuv for him, and his diet, that's until he finishes and makes him tzitzis, but even tzitzis b'chus, even though he doesn't have tchelis, he's allowed to go out on Shabbos. And it says, see earlier Simon Yud Gimel. Arachayim Simon Yud Gimel Sif Aleph says, the four tzitzis are ma'akav on another, as long as they don't have all four, they're not matzui, it's chas, and whenever goes out of Shazram on Shabbos, it's chayiv achatas, and we'll see later Simon Shim Ches, Sif Lamet Ches. The Rambam in Hilchos Yonta Perigim Alach Yud Zayin says, you don't sift a mustard seeds with its sifter because it looks like butter. We're allowed to put an egg into a sifter of mustard seeds and it gets sifted by itself. And if it was Mishmeres, was hanging already, we're allowed to put in wine and Yontif, but you can't hang it up. You shouldn't do it today, and if you fool and hang up the Mishmeres to hang up the pomegranate and hang up after he hangs up the pomegranate, then he puts in the sediment. Arachayim Simtav Kufyud Sivdal says you don't hang up with a sifter and jump to the sun sediment, but if it's hanging and standing, it's mutter to put in sediment to be masan. You allow to fool and hang it up to put in pomegranate, then he puts in the sediment. And a go. Any other sinun from Yontav, just like a Shabbos, as we said in Sinun Shin Yutas. Hilchos Yontav Perek Zayin Halacha Ches says you allow to put beer on the chalmoyed the tzarchum Yontav. Shalat tzarchum is also, but it doesn't matter, it's date beer or barley beer, even though it has old one, you can fop. Fool and drink from the new one, because this aroma is not nikkur for the one that sees the chenkal gets from the ram. The rabbi said this halacha is not like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda that says we are the chum argue, but the vadev the chadash is better than the yashin. Then even shlemidech aroma is muta. Arachayim Sim Tav Kuflam Gimel Sif Aleph says he allowed to grind flour to chamoyed even if it's he put it aside to do it on yontov, and to cut off wood from the chuber and to put beer. What is date beer or barley beer for Yantav? Let's talk about his asr. But it doesn't have to be mitzantzim, it can do barvacha. If it is over, it is over. But it should not do marim to grind it to beer more than mechavon. Or if he has flour, old beer, it shouldn't be marim to do others and say, I want from this one. But if he has bread, he's not a grind for bread, because bread, hot bread is better. Who would then the beer? New one is better without aroma. Shabbos Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha Gimel says, just like you're not allowed to open up any hole, so too you're not allowed to seal any hole. If you're not allowed to seal a hole of the chavis, even with something which doesn't get smeared in, and if it doesn't cut the skeet, for instance, it'll use thorns or small pebbles. But if you put it there, food to hide it, and the neck gets sealed by it, it's mutter. And you're not a fool with this thing. Shulchan Aruch. Arachayim Simshin Yadat Sefidalov says, you're not allowed to put wax or thick oil in a hole of a chavis to seal because it's mamareach. The Aruch says it's smearing a mashicha, which is smearing it from, that's one thing. But in other things, there is no miruach since the wine doesn't go out, the wine won't go out, it's mutter. But if the wine would go out through the hole, then you're not allowed to seal it, even to put in garlic, derech halama, to say it's not mechav, and that's near there, or is it tamachach, it's mutter, he's allowed to do wrong with it. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Ches Halach Yedaleh says you're allowed to, someone who sifts wine or oil or water and any other liquids in its sieve is chayv. That's dafka if he does it the shear of a dried fig, but you're allowed to sieve wine that doesn't have sediment or clear water in kerchief or an Egyptian basket should be clear. And you're allowed to put water on top of sediment that should get clarified. You're allowed to put an egg that's scrambled in the Mesinej Echad that should get clear. Chardel that they need it from Erev Shabbos, the next day you can smear it, squeeze it by the hand or by kli, so to wine out of the press. As long as it's bubbling, he's allowed to scramble the barrel in its sediment, and he puts in the kerchief because it didn't separate yet the shmarim from the wine very well, and the whole wine is to one goof, so to the mustard seed and anything like it. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin says, Zoyer winnowing and boiters of Oz Rosson, therefore, even though it's put to pluck the stalks with the top of his fingers, when he blows with his hand, one hand, but not with a keli, or a grinder, or a tamchur, a big plate, because he might do it with a sifter and a sieve. And someone is sifting sediment, so tell the boy or miraka, therefore, even though it's with the sound clear wine, or clear water with a kerchief or with an Egyptian basket, you shouldn't do with a besuder, you can't do with a kerchief, you shouldn't do it the way he does with the weekday, with this reed and a kerchief. and I come to be Mishamim Shemeres. And so too, now I hang up Mishamim the way he does the weekdays, because he might come to sift it. So too, someone makes sour creams with all the butter. Therefore, even though you put in sesame walnuts into honey, it should not separate in my hand. Our Chayim Shemeres Siftes, a Mishamim, which is the sifter, even though it's truly my Ershavs, and I'm putting sediment. But if it puts in sediment, Ershavs, and I put it on water, so it should get clear to drip out. The Rambam, Shabbos, Perches, Halacha, Yud Dalet, says, someone who we already did this Rambam, so we'll skip it. The Rambam Yanta Perigim Halacha Yud Zayin says you don't sift the dechad with its sinners because it looks like burr, but you're allowed to put it into an egg into the sifter of mustard seeds, and it gets done by itself. And if the mishmeres is hanging, you're allowed to put in wine and yantar, but you shouldn't hang up the ketchila, so you shouldn't do it the way it does in the weekdays, and you can fool and hang up the mishmeres to hang up pomegranate, then he hangs up pomegranate, then afterwards he puts in sediment. Our Chaim Sumashin Yitaz Siftaz Vav says, sometimes they put in mustard seeds, the sifter, the mutter, you're allowed to put in egg, even though the chalma goes down the bottom with the mustard seed, and the chalma stays on top. The Rambam Shabbos Perikhes Halacha Yudalad, we already did it, so we'll skip it. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, we already did, so we'll skip it. Our Chaim Siman Shin Yates Sifud says wine or water that are clear, you allow to sift them in a sieve, and their muscles, even though it has small piece of sticks, since you could drink it without it. But with a kerchief, water is also Sliban. Wine and other mashkas mutter, they're murky. Whether it's water or wine, you're not allowed to sift them. The Rambam Mishmeres is also, but even with water and wine, they're clear. Even with kerchiefs, they were mutter only when they're clear, but not when they're murky. Yain straight out of the barrel, as long as it is bubbling, he can scramble it in chavis with its sediment and puts it inside the kerchief. Arachayim Sim Shin Yates Sif Yud Aleph says, when you sift the wine with a kerchief, you have to be careful, it shouldn't make a hole in the suda to accept the wine, because then it's you need a shina. Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Halacha Lama Gimel, a beggar that he covers up, he covers, he shouldn't cover the whole thing because when it comes to oil, but he can cover part of the mouth. Someone who sifts with a Egyptian basket shouldn't pick it off the ground of the kli a tefach, so he shouldn't make an oil arai on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim Shin Yates Sifid Beis says any place you're allowed to sift wine with a kerchief, you're allowed to sift it with a kli for mitzvahs, meaning a box that's made out of reeds. And you should be careful not to pick off the kfifa from the bottom of the kli, a tefach gazashina. Shabbos Perek Chav Beis Halacha Lamed Gimel. We already said it, so we'll skip it. Archaim Simshin Tazov Sifid Gimel says a beggar that is spread on the opening of a barrel, the cover shouldn't spread on the whole thing because of oil. She puts leave some of it open, and that's dafka when the kli is missing a tefach. But if it's not missing a tefach, it's mutter because there's no oil. Shulchan Aruch Archaim Simshin Yates Sif Yud Gimel says a kli that you pour in wine into it from the barrel, you shouldn't put on the opening piece of stick, straw, tightly, so, because that is the biggest sieve that you can have. The last halacha, Archaim Simshin Yates Sif Yud Dalet, you're allowed to pour calmly, slowly from one keyer to another, as long as he's careful that when it stops and it starts going down the tzoytzes that go last from the psoitis, it'll stop and leave them with the sediment. Because if not, then these tzoytzes are mukha that it's bayer. You're allowed to pick up the chavis on something so it should drip on it, the wine should drip on it very well. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Kuf Lamed Tes.